Amen. To Canaan's land, I'm on my way. Let's stand, please. To Canaan's land, I'm on my way with a soul never dies. My darkest night will turn to day with a soul never dies. We'll sail the fair world, we'll see the living lies, where all new things are ever, and the soul will never die.
Good morning, church. Let us all say amen, and let us prepare to go before God with our praise. Dear gracious Lord and Master, we come to you this morning with heads bowed and humble heart. We come in a spirit of thanksgiving for permitting us to be in the land of the living. There's a lot of places we could have been, but thank God we came here. Dear Father, we come praying that you will continue to love us and care for us and own us as your children. For we know no other we can call on that can do our poor souls any good. The world is sick and it's in turmoil. It's turned upside down. But thank God your children can look through all of this and see you sitting at the right hand of the Father beckoning us to come home. So we're praying, dear Father, that as we, your children, stand in this world, preaching and teaching the gospel, fighting for what's right, marching into hell if necessary for a heavenly cause, we come praying, dear Father, that you will continue to love us and care for us and help us to do all the things that's right and well-pleasing in your sight. We also come asking you, dear Father, as we approach your mighty throne of grace, that you will give us just a little while here on this earth, so we can carry out that worldwide commission that you gave to all of the apostles and to all of those that came after them to preach and teach the gospel. So let us do this, and let us do it wholeheartedly, and let us do it boldly. Let us stand firm on the word of God. Let us be willing to take on Satan on every corner where we meet him. Let us shake a fist of rebellion in his face and let him know that we belong to Jesus Christ. We also come praying, dear Father, as we travel through this land and country, that we will humble ourselves enough so we can meet and greet people from every corner of the world. We can humble ourselves and we can love and teach and preach. We can be your children, dear Father. We're asking this because too many of our children have left us and have fallen in love with this present world and don't walk with us anymore. But help those who still hold the faith deep in their hearts to always walk, to walk upright, to preach and teach, and to love God with all of our heart, soul, body, mind, and strength. We're also praying to Father, for all of the preacher brothers who carry your word to this world. Those who preach daily, those who try to make their calling and election sure, those who are upright Christians, help them to continue to preach and teach your word. Give them longevity of life and the desire to teach. Help them to always be willing to stand firm on the word of God and lead some soul who's meeting and grouping in darkness back to Christ. We also pray to Father, when we do all of these things, you will look down upon us and say, well done, thy good and faithful servant. You've been faithful over a few things. I will make you rule over many. And this will be enough. In Jesus' name we pray. Let us all say amen.
As we begin the memorial to our Savior, Jesus the Christ, we'll sing Rock of Ages, Cleft for Me.
Rock of Ages, cleft for me, let me hide myself.